I'm talking to Fran Gell, who's a long-time activist and resident of the area around Narangba. Hi, Fran.
How are you, Kim?
Fran, before we go into talking about what's been happening recently, because the issue's really been hotting up, can you tell me what your story is in the area?
Well, we've been fighting this estate for about 10 years, maybe. Well, I've just had a gentleman come and show me he's been fighting it since 83. So, you know, the community's been fighting it for a long, long time, and we're getting nowhere fast with it.
So you live not very far away from the actual
estate,
don't you?
No, I'm very close to it, Kim. It's just across the highway from me.
That's right. And what sort of industries are there in the industrial estate?
There's a diverse manifest of industries. There's biodiesel plants, nuclear irradiation plants, which I'm sure you know well about.
Yes.
There's a number of chemical plants. There's CCA treatment plants, Boral bitumen plant, Nationwide Oils, which is an oil recycling business, but it is also known as the Narangba Toxic Waste Dump. There's another oil recycling plant, two tanneries, timber, just ordinary timber places. Not the whole estate is full of polluters, but there's 7 to 9, maybe 10 polluters over there that should not be in the area.
And why do you say that they shouldn't be in the area? What's the main issues?
The main issue is the emissions from the businesses that disperse all over the place depending on the wind, and they're far too close to residents.
Okay, we were talking just before about who's to blame for the houses being so close to the industrial estate. What exactly happened there?
Well, according to the state government, it's a council problem. But according to the council, it's a state government problem, and I see where the council's coming from. The state government does approve their town plan. And if you look at the urban footprint, the Southeast Queensland footprint, you'll see that even I am on that footprint as being high-density residential living.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who do we blame? Who created the Southeast Queensland regional plan? State government, of course.
Okay, so it's the state government that you're taking to task on this particular issue, because people are suffering, aren't they?
People are very, very sick. Kim, you know what happened to my husband. You know, he's been very, very sick. I have a gentleman talking to him now who was 100% convinced that all his problems are caused by the toxins.
Mm-hmm. What sort of symptoms has he seen?
Well, he had a massive system shutdown, every organ shut down, and I was told that to get the family together that he wouldn't last the night.
That's shocking.
And, you know, he's left with a heart that pumps 24%. Very bad situation for a man, as you well know, was a very fit man before all this.
A very vigorous, enthusiastic man.
Yes, he was.
And he still is today, because he's seeing some action happening now. There's a class action happening against the state government, is that right?
That's right, yes. Yes, I think they've got about 200 people on the class action list.
So they're all local residents who feel that they've been affected. What sort of other... I mean, your husband's obviously suffered very badly, but what sort of other less obvious symptoms have other people been experiencing?
Well, there's a number of people who have respiratory complaints because of unknown cause. There's people with cardiovascular problems, there's people with liver problems, babies and young children with massive lung problems, people with kidney complaints. There's all sorts of a vast number of different illnesses in the community.
Mm. So what happened this week when the health department said that they asked all the doctors in the area and there was no unexplained illness?
But they didn't ask all the doctors. They've now retracted that and said they'd asked 5 of them.
And
let me just explain something to you, Kim. This is a ludicrous thing. In my office, we have 5 women, and the 5 of us go to different doctors stemming from in the city of Brisbane right out past Caboolture down to Bribie Island.
So just
how
seeing
are you
the
going to get a feel of what goes on?
That's right. They have to go to the doctors of the people who live in the area rather than just any doctor that lives in the area.
That's right, yes.
Okay, so what sort of actions has the community been taking against? Because, of course, it's all come to a head with the fire last year.
Yes, well, we had a great public meeting on last Sunday. We had about 400 people at that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of anger at the meeting, and I fully understand that. Today I feel angry, actually, and, you know, it takes a lot to upset me.
Mm.
It was a great meeting. People were given the opportunity to speak about their problems. And from that stems the class action. Now, I am going to have another community meeting or another meeting with certain people in different areas so that they can then get the word out. Because I had a meeting yesterday with Peter Beattie,
mm-hmm.
and he's given us a four-phased plan, which will take us through to April before they can give us any decisions, major decisions. Now, I've spoken to a few people around me, and they're all saying, that's too long, we want to shift out. And as it is at the moment, I can't sell my house and no one else can sell their house.
That's right.
So how can we shift? And my husband's actually going away next week to live because we feel that he will respond better to the treatment that he's on
right.
if he's away from here.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at a 10-month separation from him because I can't sell my place.
Mm.
And I have three dogs to consider. I have a number of things that I just can't walk away and lock it up.
So what is the community demanding? You want the industrial estate shut down?
We want those polluting industries closed down. I don't mean the whole industrial estate. I don't have a problem with general industry. It's these bad industries that I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them closed down until...